Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week as we look at the one and only, there is no other vine, Jesus Christ. For the last few weeks, we have been looking at Jesus Christ as the one and only true vine of life for all who allow Him to dwell within them. And last week we really hit home the critical need to leave ourselves alone, where we just stop fussing over ourselves, where we stop worrying about our wants and our dreams and our plans and our hopes. And lastly, last week we discussed the results of being crucified with Christ, as Paul said in Galatians 2 and 20. What a tremendous verse. In particular, we saw losing our life to Him so that we can find our life in Him. Now, many Christians ask me, Dave, how do I leave myself alone? Well, we no longer try presenting ourselves to God in a way that we think that will please Him. We are simply willing to be completely exposed before God because God has exposed us to ourselves. Let me say that again. We are simply willing to be completely exposed before God because God has exposed us to ourselves. And we understand by knowledge that there is absolutely nothing we can do about ourselves. Now open up your spirit real wide here, my friend. It is the only truth that we are able to see about ourselves because we have learned, we have seen, we have understood this truth about ourselves. And now we find we really are not what we want to be or what we hope to be. But we find out who we really are. And as we stand naked, spiritually speaking, before God, we can embrace Christ solely by grace. My friend, have you had this revelation before God? Have you allowed God to show you who you really are? Well, if you cannot say yes to this question, then guess what, my friend? You probably are not saved. You have been deceived by the religious folks at your church or the denominations that you belong to. You know, the world is filled with well-meaning, good-hearted people who have been deceived by religious leaders and churches and denominations that want their money and their mind so that the deceivers, that would be them, they can continue, they can continue their agenda and their plans and their programs. All in the name of the Lord. But in reality, the name of who their fathers really are, the devil. Jesus said this same thing, I just said, but he said it much better in John 8:44. Now, here Jesus was talking to the religious folks, the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He said, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abideth not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and he is the father of all lies. Now I can just see the emails now. Dave, how can you say such a thing? Call churches today liars. Well, many are. Now there are some exceptions. Like all things in God, there's always exceptions, but my friend, they are very few. My friend, unless we have allowed God to show us our heart and it breaks our heart, we are not saved. Let me say that again. This is so critical. Unless we have allowed God to show us our heart and it breaks our heart, we are not saved. Simply that. Walking the aisle every Sunday will not do it. Repeating the sinner's prayer, which is nowhere in the Bible, every Sunday will not do it. Oh no, we must all come to the cross and we all must allow God to show us our heart and how evil that we are and how lost and undone we are without God and His Son. Unless we have had this revelation, I do not care how long you have been serving in the church I really don't care all of those facts. My friend, you are lost. You are a dead man walking on your way to hell and ultimately to the lake of fire. Full stop, period. You know, we think of grace as a doctrine, but in reality, grace is truth. and it is from a relationship of a person named Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. You know, we often think that grace is a doctrine, but in reality, grace is truth in a relationship in a person called Jesus Christ. If we want to go on with Christ, the only possible outcome is that we must be exposed completely, empty, as being nothing outside of God. But if we embrace this truth, then we will be able to embrace Him solely on the basis of Himself and not on the basis of anything else, especially the basis of ourself. Now that is grace, not cheap grace like the Christian media that floods the airwaves and Christendom says. Oh no, this is God's grace, and it is the basis on the truth of faith. My friend, to abide in Christ as your life means that we must lose our life, and we must truly lose our life so that we can find our life. Spiritually speaking, I'm talking about. Wow. The word truly, all throughout the Bible, talks about taking something out of the physical realm and putting it into the spiritual realm. Now this is not possible unless you and I have seen the truth, especially about ourselves and our great need for Christ. It cannot happen through religion or all of the denominational constructs that we use to build things like theory and concepts and doctrines and all that stuff. It cannot happen by memorization of verses and Bible stories. And all of that stuff is good, but that will not save you, my friend. You and I will only abide in the vine, Jesus Christ, by faith, if the most important word in the Bible, if we voluntarily allow the cross of Christ to sever us from our old dead vine, the Adamic life and nature. Sadly, I see so many one-time Christians of ours and friends of ours, but now they walk no more with us. Wow. One-time friends I would fight for. Friends that I once thought would never leave Karen and my side. Never. Friends that once openly spoke of Christ, about their salvation and the wonders of the mystery of Christ, but now they are distant and they are defeated and they know it not. No real love for the brethren, no love for the life of Christ, but they are drawn and they are measured. Wow. This is not the life that Christ has for us in the vine. Let me say that again. This is not the life that Christ has for us in the vine. Wow. Ooh, what happened to them, I would ask? What happened? Well, my friend, next week we will talk about what happened to these people that once walked with the Lord and then they walked no more with the Lord. Wow. And I would encourage you to do this, my friend. I would encourage you to tune in next week and make sure that you're not walking down this path, because they just did not start one day and just walk away from the Lord. They progressively walked away and away. Things came into their lives. Things, you know, prevented them from spending time with the Lord. It's a gradual slippery slope and process that happened in their life. But now they're no longer in the Lord. No longer that they talk about Jesus Christ. And no longer that they say that He is, you know, you always talk about things that you love. No longer they talk about Jesus and, you know, how much wonderful He is and how He saved their soul. Now they talk about so many other things, and that just tells you that they have no love for God. Tune in next week, my friend, to make sure that you are not following after that same mistake, because you would not want it to happen to you. This has been David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week. I always say that, but I mean that. I'm hoping that you have a tremendous week, and you had that tremendous week by reading the Word of God, opening up your Bible, spending time with the Lord in prayer, and praying for others, and all of these things, these critical things that we need to do to provide maintenance to our relationship with the Lord, because without that, we will be lost and undone. God bless and have a great day. Amen.